We begin the sixth inning now in Carroll, Iowa. The Mudcats are 2-0 in the state of Iowa this summer, looking to make it 3 as they lead the Carroll Merchants here at the start of the sixth, 3-0. Solo homer for Darren Doucet in the second, 2-run blast for John Spoto in the third. For each of them, it was their first home run of the summer season. And it is Wilfredo Morales Matos, who has pitched two scoreless innings of relief to continue on here in the sixth, has been mostly a starter, three- or four-inning guy, as he is being passed right now, the Puerto Rican native, just keeping the Merchants in this one. Carroll with a five-game winning streak coming in. First offering to Brock Fahler, swung on and missed 0-1. Fahler 0-2 today. And the Mudcats, who had their four-game win streak, ended on Thursday in St. Joe. 13-9, Mark has them at third place, just one game back at Clarinda for second place. Well, all of a sudden, can't find a way past St. Joe. Pitch outside to Fahler, 1-1. And they play again in Clarinda tonight at 7, the only other game in the Mink today. So a win here for Chillicothe, and a Clarinda loss could tie us for second place going into tomorrow. Another pitch outside. It's 2-1 to Fahler. Chillicothe will be home tomorrow evening against the Nevada Griffins, as that'll be game four of that season series, 2-1. Hard hit right up the middle. Look what I found. Right into the mitt of Wilfredo Morales Matos. Put right in the pocket of the glove. And Fahler retired. Second time today, Fahler's hit the ball hard, just unlucky. Right at a defender, one out in the sixth. 3-0, Chillicothe and Aiden Barenclaw coming up, who is 1-2. Was stranded at third after a single in the second inning. First pitch from the lefty, check swing. Barenclaw went around, 0-1. Had a ton of hits in this ball game. Barenclaw has 1-4 for the Mudcats. Carroll's managed just 2 against Johanna Perdomo through 5 innings. Next pitch to Barenclaw is upstairs, 1-1. And it'll be the lefty, Brady Graskowitz, to come on in the sixth. And he may go long relief as well. Break-even pitch. Barenclaw swings and misses, 1-2. On a sun-bathed Sunday afternoon, not many clouds to speak of. 1-2 pitch, that's outside, 2-2. And fairly nice weather as well, in the low 80s right now. 84 degrees with about a 10-mile-an-hour breeze. 2-2 it is to Barenclaw, and he swings and misses. Strike three, and the second strikeout, and now the third inning of relief for Wilfredo Morales Matos. Two out, bases clear for Zaya Cheng in a 3-0 Mudcats lead. Graskowitz will have a couple of righties and a lefty in the sixth, top of the Merchants lineup. One of the higher leverage spots for Brady so far this year. First pitch swung on and missed, and now Wilfredo Morales Matos looks like he has found it. It's the 1-2-3-4th, had a little hiccup with two out where he gave up a single and a walk, but held Mudcats still off the board. He averages about a strikeout an inning. 0-1 pitch is high. But he's walked even more, or almost as much batters as he has struck out, and came in with 18 hits in 15 innings. Mudcats with just one hit off of him through now almost three. Pitch down and in to Cheng. Puts him up in the count, 2-1. He walked back in the second and struck out in the fourth. Lefty Morales Matos pitches from the stretch all the time. First base, side of the rubber, three-quarter arm slot, and a ground ball to the left side. Picked up by De Los Santos. Low throw to first, bounces away from Schellenberger, and Cheng is safe at first. I believe that'll be another E5 on Kengry De Los Santos, who made one of those in the third inning. Zaya Cheng, though, is at first with two out. and it will be in E5. Second error of the game for Carroll, who entered with a 937 fielding percentage, second worst in the league. And Chang is 3-for-5 stealing bases this year. Mudcats have not run yet much today. And he got picked off of first base. He was leaning towards second, and a great move, great pickoff move from the lefty. Chang, after reaching on an error, is picked off of first. Going to the bottom of the sixth, Brady Graskowitz is going to come on to the mound to pitch for the Mudcats with Chillicothe in front of Carroll, 3-0. This is Mudcats Baseball here on KCHI. Brady Graskowitz in to pitch for the eighth time this summer. He comes in to begin the bottom of the sixth with Chillicothe in front of the Carroll Merchants, 3-0. Graskowitz, 7 1/3 innings pitch. He's given up just one earned run. He pitched a scoreless inning back on Thursday against St. Joe to continue the lowering of his ERA, one of the lowest on the team, Matt. 1.23, big 6'5 lefty from Rand Lake College in Illinois. And he will face 2, 3, and 4 of the Carroll lineup, protecting a three-run lead. And what a appearance in his first start for Johano Perdomo. 5 scoreless innings, just 2 hits. He walked 2, hit a batter, and struck out 5. Brady Graskowitz, lefty, first base side of the rubber, throws overhead a fastball just outside, ball 1 to Martin Smith. And as Graskowitz pitches more frequently, he has got a really big breaking curveball, a big dropper, that if he can dial it in, is unhittable. This is down and in to Smith, 2-0. Only have seen a handful of guys try to swing at the curve in 7 1/3 innings for Graskowitz. It's a pitch that gets called for strikes when it's going well. 2-0, fastball outside, 3-0. Graskowitz has walked 6 7 1/3 here this season. He is behind in the first man he's facing today, Martin Smith, 3 balls and no strikes. Next pitch outside for ball 4. So 4-pitch walk to start his day. And just the third walk for Mudcats pitching today. Bradley Soto comes up. Mudcats lead it here 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth. A win today would make them 3-0 in the state of Iowa. And a strike called there on a fastball, 0-1 to Soto. Singled in the first, was caught stealing, and then struck out in the fourth. 0-1 from Graskowitz, fastball outside. 1-1 is now the count. Break-even pitch coming from the lefty. And it's low, 2-1. Graskowitz did not appear in a game for Rand Lake College in the spring. He was a true freshman there at the JUCO level. He'll go back into first, sliding safely as Smith. He's 4-for-4 stealing bases. Carroll, the second fewest successful steals in the MIAC this year. 2-1 pitch, foul to the right off the screen, protecting the first base seats. 2-2. I believe they will announce the attendance towards the end of the game. They had the contest for it earlier on, and been about 500 or 600 people here in Carroll for most of their games. Pitch down and in, runner goes, and he is safe. Safe at second is Martin Smith with a steal. Pitch was a ball to Bradley Soto, and it's 3-2. And Gavin Gonzalez on deck, the Merchants' best hitter. He's not a guy you want to face in a potential tying run at the plate situation. Big 3-2 from Graskowitz. Fastball grounded to third. Backhanded by Doucet. Looks the runner over at second. Throws to first. And do they get him back picked at second? They don't. But they get the out at first. Runner at second with one down. it was Doucette who had a pretty long stare at Smith at second, and then as soon as he threw to first, Smith started breaking for third, but then quickly retreated as Grazkowicz threw back into second base. An unproductive first out for Bradley Soto, goes 5-3. Now Gavin Gonzalez. First one, lefty on lefty, swung on and missed. Went with a big curveball there. And as good as Gonzalez has been, Mudcats have held him real quiet. He's just 1-for-11 in the season series. Comes up with a runner at second and one out. In the sixth, with Chillicothe in front, 3-0. 0-1, Brady pitches low, and it's a ball and a strike. Red mitt for Grazkowicz. Went with the maroon socks as well. Mudcats wearing the maroon caps today with their all-road grays, jerseys, and pants. Grazkowicz looks back the runner at second. Now the break-even pitch, swung on and missed. I think the breaker that time again to Gonzalez, and it's 1-2. Just two hits in the game so far for Carroll. One for Soto in the first, another for Nolan Oliver in the third. 1-2 pitch. Gonzalez takes. It's bounced in the right-handed batter's box. Spears has to get it off the backstop in the third. On the wild pitch goes Smith. So after a leadoff walk, he stole second, now advances to third. And one down in the inning with a two-ball and two-strike count here to Gavin Gonzalez. So many guys like that. You think of Gonzalez here for Carroll, Drake Cobb with Clarinda, some of the best hitters in the league, really, have not done much against the Mudcats this year. 2-2. Fastball called, strike three. And Sears, who's been great with the glove work all day, finally secures a strike. And there are two down. First strikeout for Grazkowicz. And a runner at third, now two gone for Shane Cowan. They announced Cowan's family came to the ballgame today. He's from Windsor Junction, Nova Scotia. First one to him is smothered in the dirt by Sears, 1-0. Grazkowicz, his fifth strikeout of the season, came in with 7 1/3 innings in 7 appearances. 1-0 pitch is a called strike one. Cowan, another left-handed batter, wind out to right and grounded to first. 1-1. Big curveball, looped in the air to shallow left, and it drops for a hit. Easily scores Smith from third. It is 3-1. It's the third hit of the game and was not hit very hard at all. Wasn't squared up, but just flared over Baylor at short and too close in for Chang and left. Gets the merchants here on the board. Lefty on lefty, opposite field. Single on a curveball. Scores the leadoff walk, and it's a runner at first now with two out. Cole Schellenberger, another left-handed batter, takes the curveball low, 1-0. Merchants don't have much going on in their bullpen right now. It's been really good relief for Morales Matos, who's usually a 3- or 4-inning guy, and he's gone 3 innings so far today. Next pitch was a strike, 1-1. High run at the plate here for Carroll as here's one hit in the center field. Binkney trotting in, and he makes the grab. That does it for the sixth. Merchants score a leadoff walk, but nothing more as they cut it to a 3-1 Mudcat lead headed to the seventh. This is Mudcats Baseball here on KCHI. We begin the seventh inning at historic Merchants Park in Carroll, Iowa. Merchants have cut the Mudcats lead now to 3-1. An RBI single for Shane Cowan, lefty on lefty, as now the Mudcats will hit against a new Merchants reliever in Aiden Dennis, right-hander from Washington University, St. Louis. He's from Kirkwood, Missouri. And so far this season, Dennis has pitched 5 times, thrown 11 and two-thirds innings with 11 earned runs, seven walks and 10 hits with just four strikeouts. No record in those five appearances, and pitched last June 21st in a close loss to St. Joe. Gave up six runs on four hits over four innings. And that closes the books on one of the better outings this year for Merchants reliever Wilfredo Morales Matos. The Puerto Rican native goes three scoreless innings, allowing just a hit. Walked one and struck out two. As right now it's Dennis and the catcher Cowan having a little chat out in front of the mound. Dennis gets a high five and handshake from his third baseman, Henry De Los Santos. And now the right-hander Dennis climbs onto the mound. They see Peyton Becker. Becker 0 for 2 today. Hitting now just under 200 on the season. Most at-bats on the team as he takes outside for ball one. He and Jordy Ventura were tied coming into the day with 87 plate appearances. Ventura not in the lineup here today. I'm not sure he traveled with the team either. Pitch off the plate to Becker 2-0, so I don't know if he'd be available to pinch it off the bench. It's Jerry and Pickney on deck as the lineup will turn over after this at-bat for Becker, who's ahead of Hayden Dennis 2-0. Right-hander delivers a fastball, high bouncer to third, fielded by Kengry De Los Santos, belt high, and he throws on to first to get Becker in time. One out here in the seventh. And now Jerrion Pinckney is 0 for 3. He hit a fly ball really well to left field that was just held in here at Merchants Park. Beautiful facility that began hosting baseball games in 1949. Merchants were a semi-pro team for most of their history. Strike one from Dennis, called 0-1. Merchants didn't start playing collegiate summer baseball until about 10 years ago. They joined the Mink in 2022. They were one of the bottom place teams last year. 0-1 pitch just outside. Now a ball and a strike to Pinckney. 3-1, Mudcats lead it. Looking to go ahead in the season series, 2-1. Break-even pitch, side-arming right. He gives up a hard-hit ground ball to third, and it's foul. Big smile on the face of Tyler Hudlow, coaching third, who immediately pointed fair. I would not have argued with him. It was called a foul, and it's 1-2. Likely multiple innings of relief for Brady Graskowitz as the 1-2 pitch. Pinckney was queued up for that breaking ball and just missed it with a foul. Graskowitz gave up a single run in the sixth after five shutouts from Johano Perdomo. One ball and two strikes here to Pinckney. Takes outside 2-2. And Garrett Keenan on deck, who has walked and scored a run. As we're already into the late innings here in central Iowa. Not too far outside of Des Moines. As the wind now looks like it's blowing almost straight in from center field on the big American flag. Hard hit ground ball to left, a single for Pinckney. It was actually a line drive. Exit velocity has been way high for Pinckney these last couple of weeks, and finally is rewarded with a hit after an 0-for-3 start. That'll be hit number 5 of the game for the Mudcats. One on with one out for Garrett Keenan. Pinckney a stolen base threat. He's 14 of 14. And off to the races he goes on the first pitch. It's outside. Throw down to second is dropped. 15th stolen base for Jerry and Pinckney. He gets in a scoring position with just one out. One ball and no strikes. The count to Garrett Keenan. Keenan playing his third game with the team. coming in midseason from Chandler Gilbert Community College. And he's hit the ball really well his first couple of games. He takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Struck out looking and lined out to left with that walk in the third. Pinckney dancing off second base. 1-1. A drop strike in by Aiden Dennis. Dropped it in with the breaking ball, I mean, and it's 1-2. Dennis pitched four innings back on June 21st and a multi-inning guy almost all season long, making his sixth appearance. 1-2, fouled back to the net. So Guinan hangs in after the foul ball. Chillicothe looking to expand their lead at least back to three. They've got Darian Pinckney at second with one out. Tanner Sears, the hitter on deck. All the field still in sunlight here in Carroll as the 1-2 pitch about to come for Aiden Dennis. And it is swung on and missed by Guinan. Two out. So Sears now does come up. He singled back in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. In his first start against Carroll this year, he had pinch hit in each of the previous two meetings and walked in both of them. Quick mound visit from Cowan, the catcher, to Aiden Dennis. The dangerous hitter Tanner Sears had a hitter of the week bid going with how some of the other league top guys have hit this year. I don't know if he'll be able to get it as he takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Had a really hot start, a three-run homer on Tuesday. Had a couple of doubles, including the game-winning RBI Wednesday in Clarinda. Held a little quiet in St. Joe on Thursday, and Cats have had the last couple of days off. 0-1 is just off the plate, 1-1. Pinckney has done his best job to be a distraction of Aiden Dennis, bobbing and weaving off of second base. Right-hander looks in for the sign, comes together at the belt, staring down Pinckney, and now is ready for the 1-1. Kick and delivery, low and outside, 2-1. Merchants will have the bottom of their lineup coming up in the bottom half of this seventh. Right now it is 3-1 Mudcats. Here's with a chance to grow that lead a little bit. Dennis is going to throw back into second and safe there is Pinckney. They've been setting that up. Second baseman Smith came racing into the bag to cover the throw. And Pinckney, who has not been thrown out yet, a perfect 15-15 on the base paths this year. Challenge for a Mink stolen base crown. 2-1, Pinckney's going for third. The pitch dropped by Cowan, and it goes to the backstop. Pinckney thought about home, and it'll go back to third. It will be a stolen base. He was running on the pitch. So two for him today. And three balls and a strike is the count to Tanner Sears. No one warming in the Mudcats bullpen. It will be Grady Graskowitz, at least to begin the seventh, as a 3-1 here to Sears. Swung on, foul tip. Count goes full. Only game in the league right now. Clarinda will host St. Joe a little bit later on tonight. Payoff pitch is low for ball four. So Tanner Sears is walked, but men at the corners. And with two out, it's John Spoto who has his first home run hit here today. It was a one-out single to Pinckney in this inning, who stole second and then took third after a lengthy at-bat with Sears, who then walked Photo hit one off the scoreboard and right. Back in the third inning. First offering to him, righty on lefty, is a taken strike. Sears is caught between first and second, and he'll go into second base, as it was Oliver, the shortstop, more concerned about Jerry and Pinckney trying to come home. So Sears ends up taking second base. Now his sixth steal of the year. Parent scoring position with two gone for John Spoto. Spoto here takes a big swing and a miss. 0-2. It's for the Mudcats to double their 3-1 lead here with a hit. O-2. Ground ball. It's foul at first. Stayed fair most of the way down the line and then just faded at the final moment. Likely would have been the end of the inning, but it goes foul and Spoto back in it. No balls and two strikes. He's 1 of 2 today with a walk. Got his first homer and now 8 RBI. 0-2 from Dennis. That's outside. Count goes to 1-2. Dennis came in here in the 7th after 3 innings of the starter, Ben Laird, who gave up all 3. The Mudcats runs then 3 scoreless from Wilfredo Morales Matos. 3rd Merchants pitcher used here today. 1-2. Spoto reaches out, pokes it into center field, and it drops. Scoring is Pinckney. They wave Sears around. The throw brings the catcher up the third base side. 2-run single for John Spoto, and it doubles the Mudcats lead. It is 4-1. Single for Spoto advances to second on the throw. Multi-hit game for him. He's got 4 RBIs on the day. He came in with 6. Have a day, Mr. John Spoto. It's 5-1 Mudcats. Pitching coach out of the dugout for Carroll. That's right. It was 3-1 and scored Pinckney from third and Sears from second. That stolen base ends up coming in big as well. And the 5th hit for the Mudcats today, as they will make a pitching change. Carroll going with a new reliever. So we will take a quick break, tell you about the new Merchants hurler after this. Here in the 7th, the Mudcats have gone ahead 5-1. We'll be right back. With 2 out in the top of the 7th, and the Mudcats now going out ahead 5-1. New reliever for Carroll, the flame-throwing Chandler Ball. Comes from East Georgia State. He's from Madison, Georgia. And so far this summer for him, he's pitched in 7 games, thrown 20 innings, an ERA of just 2.25, and a 2-0 record. How about this? In 20 innings pitched, 29 strikeouts. He leads the club in that, and he has been churning some fastballs loose in his warm-up throws. It is John Spoto at second with 2 outs. Spoto just hit a flare to center to score 2 runs. It was Pinckney who singled to get aboard and Sears who had walked. They both stole at least a base during their trip around. It was second and third with 2 out, and now it's Spoto in scoring position, 2 gone, and Darren Doucet, who's got the Mudcats' other home run today. His first of the season, he's 1-for-3. He takes down and away for ball 1. Mudcats now go ahead 5-1. And it'll be Brady Graskowitz for another inning of relief, we believe, in the 7th. After 5 shutout from Johano Perdomo. Fastball in the air, left center field. Long run for Soto. Makes the running catch out in the left center gap. Doucet got a hold of a fastball, but was held in the yard at Merchants Park. As it is time to stretch in Carroll, Iowa. Mudcats ahead by 4 runs. It is 5-1. You're listening to Mudcats Baseball on KCHI. They're playing the seventh inning stretch at Historic Merchants Park in Carroll, Iowa. Your Mudcats right now lead it 5-1. A solo home run from Darren Doucet in the second. A two-run blast from John Spoto in the third. And just moments ago, Spoto with a two-run single. Add on some extra cushion. A four-run lead here for Brady Graskowitz. Came in the sixth. A leadoff walk came around to score, but limited the damage to just a run. Right now it is 5 runs on 6 hits for the Mudcats. No errors and 6 men left. First pitch to Kengry De Los Santos is popped up. Doucet coming on top of the mound, now running off of it, and it goes to the right of the mound where Aiden Barraclough made the catch. One pitch and one out. For the Merchants, 1 run on 3 hits, 2 errors, and 5 left. One out, base is empty, Nolan Oliver. Oliver singled back in the third and popped out to second base back in the fifth. Mudcats playing their first game after a couple-day break for July 4th. Merchants play last on Wednesday as well. As Ryotaro Hirayama, a right-hander, loosens in the Mudcats bullpen. Graskowitz on 1-0, pitches a strike to Oliver. It's 1-1. And the Mudcats had their annual July 4th fish fry yesterday, getting all the players together and the parents, the host families, members of the community, supporters of the team as well. 2-1, Graskowitz goes inside. 2-1 pitch. Line drive over the leaping glove of Becker into right field. Oliver with his second hit today. And he's at first with one out. 2-for-3 for Oliver. Brings up Bryce Higgins, the 9-man, 0-for-1 with a walk. I know it's so great to see the host families out at those kind of events. Summer of collegiate baseball anywhere, and Chillicothe, no exception, would not be possible without the kindness and generosity of our host families. Pitch is outside, 1-0. This is Bryce Higgins, the DH, as we said. Graskowitz goes in over to first, and a birthday wish to one of my host family members, Mr. Don Boyer, turning 69 years old today. Happy birthday, Mr. Don. Pitch is outside, 2-0. His wife, the lovely Mrs. Jolette, hosting me and the head ball coach this summer. 2 balls and no strikes, and that's up and away, 3-0. And they'll have host family night at Schaefer Park a little bit later on this year. 3 balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch to Higgins, and there's a fastball taken for strike one. It's actually going to be this Friday at Schaefer Park against Carroll. That'll be another great night as well. 3-1 pitch swung on and fouled. And from 3-0, Graskowitz has come back against Higgins to 3-2. Nolan Oliver at first with one out, bottom seven. Mudcats lead the Merchants 5-1. Ground ball backhanded by Doucet at third. Goes to second for one. Becker returns through in time. 5-4-3 as the Mudcats turn their 14th double play of the year. Takes care of the one-out single and sends the Mudcats into the eighth with their 5-1 lead. This is Mudcats Baseball on KCHI.